Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now, get this, for 27 years. Today, I do not disappoint. Now, hour number one, of course, this is a two-hour broadcast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the cable radio network, and live worldwide via the fabulous internet. And hour number one, we'll talk boxing. We're going to bring in Jeff Mayweather about 25 minutes after the hour. We'll check in with, of course, Jazzy Jeff. And then at 35 minutes past the hour, I will bring you the best bantamweight champion in history. I mean, as far as title defense is concerned. I'm talking about Orlando Canizales. I think off the top of my head, he defended the 118-pound title 18 times or 17 times. And that beats the record of Panama Al Brown, I believe. So that's hour number one. Hour number two is all about the MMA. Of course, tonight, UFC on Fox, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Three great fights. Rashad Evans in the main event, Charles Sonnen and Michael Bisping in the semi-main event, the Battle of the Big Mouths. That should be pretty good. No question about that. Bisping 22-3. Sonnen, of course, we've had him on the show in the past. He probably does the best promos in all of MMA. 26-11 with one draw. But the main event, Rashad Evans 16-1, taking on Phil Davis 9-0. That's UFC on Fox tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we'll talk hour number two. I'll be all about MMA. So hour number one is boxing. Hour number two is MMA. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free phone lines, it's 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And we're twitting today. We're on Twitter. Twitter.com/ringtalk.com. Talk to you soon. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the Cable Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Quick, Joe!
Well, we're having a scene, as you can see, and it's hard to tell whether it's clowning or for real between the two fighters. This kind of thing has been going on all along in terms of promotion of the fight, and this time it seems to be for real.
The funky Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Guess what? The Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight, everybody wanted it to happen on May the 5th. Floyd Mayweather reserved the MGM Grand Arena and tried to set up this fight. Of course, he wants to fight Pacquiao. Pacquiao wants to fight him. The entire boxing world wants these guys to fight each other. But guess what? It's not going to happen. Bob Arum, the great promoter that he is, of course, the man that's famous for saying that he lied yesterday, but today he's telling the truth. He is definitely the roadblock here. I mean, he says he wants to set the fight up for November, some super huge promotion. Listen, after 3 years, and it's been 3 years now, of these guys going back and forth, throwing rocks at each other, okay, insinuations, random drug testing, steroid accusations, lawsuits, what else have these guys done besides fight? They've done a lot. They've talked a lot of smack. Pacquiao said he'd take less than 50-50 as far as a purse split's concerned. He said that a few weeks ago on Filipino television. Now he wants 50-50. So Mayweather agrees to a 50-50 split. But Arum says, no, I don't want to do the fight May 5th. Let's stop talking about that nonsense. Let's move on to possibly them fighting in November. So he's going to have Manny Pacquiao fight June the 9th, probably against some stiff, because I know he won't put him back in the ring with Juan Manuel Marquez. Marquez did enough to expose the Filipino phenom when they fought in November. And, of course, you got to look at the fact that, you know, this fight is just not going to happen as far as Mayweather and Pacquiao is concerned. And it'll probably be Manny Pacquiao and, say, Scott Cuddy. I'm seriously. It'd probably be some fight like that on June the 9th. Of course, Mayweather on May the 5th, he's got an array of possible opponents. He's got Robert the Ghost Guerrero, which I think is the probably least likely opponent he's going to face, although the once-beaten kid from Gilroy, California, is a left-hander, has great skills. He's tall, he's lanky, and it seems like he can carry the weight at 5'10", meaning 147 pounds, which is Mayweather's weight right now. Okay, or Saul Alvarez. They call him Canelo. He's unbeaten, of course, out of Mexico. And he's like the Mexican rage right now. He's like the Muhammad Ali of Mexico. I mean, he's all over reality. TV is all over TV. When he fights, to get like Super Bowl-like ratings down there in Mexico. So that's a possible fight for him. But that, for Floyd, would be at 154 pounds, okay? So there's also a couple other fights on the line for Floyd Mayweather. But the bottom line is, it's not going to be Manny Pacquiao, and you can blame Bob Arum for that. And, of course, Bob Arum's epitaph on his gravestone will be, yesterday I was lying, today I'm telling the truth. That's what I saw him say it. I saw him say it many, 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 many years ago, and he was talking about something in Bach. I forget what the actual issue was, but the bottom line was he admitted that he was lying. He admitted that he was a liar. Here's an admitted felon, folks, a guy that declared in a U.S. Department of Justice affidavit going after Bob Lee with the intentions of sinking Don King's ship back in 1995, that he bribed Bob Lee to the tune of $150,000, sent the money overseas through Stan Hoffman, washed it through a Danish promoter, and brought it back and gave it to Bob Lee tax-free. Okay, guess what? Only Bob Lee in his 70s went to jail. Aram, the whore that he is, didn't go to jail. Okay, so it's almost ridiculous what this man has gotten away with because of his power. Being a former United States attorney, of course, during the Kennedy administration, I think he stepped down when LBJ became president. Of course, that was due to the bullets that rang out in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963. But the bottom line is, Bob Arum got his little taste of boxing when doing the accounting for a Sonny Liston, Cassius Clay, or Muhammad Ali fight. I can't remember if it was the first or the second fight. But he got the boxing bug, and he realized there was a lot of money to be made there. And he realized it was unregulated money. I mean, in boxing, just about anything can go. You can set up an arena where you want. You can do this where you want. You can put gaudy title belts that don't mean smack around a guy's waist if you want. I mean, Arum has done it all. But the admitted felon has now become the wrath of the internet. The blogosphere is like wanting to chop and dice him, like he was a piece of meat. And you know, he's not really a good piece of meat. He's more like, you know, a piece of fat, because he's getting old. He's getting stale. His face looks like a wrinkled prune at this point in time. And I just wish he would just go away. I mean, I'm seeing some of the comments at my Facebook site, of course, Facebook.com/RingTalk, or if you can follow us right now on Ring Talk at Twitter. Slash Ring Talk. We're doing the live tweets as I speak. But the bottom line is, you know, Arum is the roadblocker for these guys. And the reason being was that Mayweather would have had more control on May 5th than he wanted Mayweather to have. And I'm not going to drop the N-word on this show, but I could just hear Bob Arum in the background saying that no good SOB, blah, 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 Floyd Mayweather. He's not going to out-promote me. He snatched my May 5th date, which is the most valuable date probably in the entire year as far as boxing is concerned, because it's Cinco de Mayo. All the Mexicans will be in Las Vegas. They'll be watching TV all over the world. And, of course, Mexicans are the predominant pay-per-view audience. And that's what he wanted May 5th. But Mayweather beat him to the punch. So Mayweather beats him to the punch, and he ends up taking it out on Mayweather in the entire boxing world by saying, you know, Manny got cut in his fight in November, and he probably won't be ready to fight in May, but he can fight in June. Yeah, right. Bob Arum, talk about a guy that's full of spit. Talk about a guy that is worthless. I mean, with outside of money, he's worth many, many millions, probably one of the richest men in the state of Nevada, no question about that. One of the most powerful men in the state of Nevada, okay? But power and money doesn't mean you're classy. Doesn't mean you're honorable. As I said, an admitted felon. Yesterday I was lying. Today I'm telling the truth. You know, if I could use that word, and I won't, I'll substitute a P for an H, but Bob Arum is a piece of spit. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, of course, the former junior welterweight fighter, former lightweight fighter, the brother of Roger Mayweather and Floyd Mayweather Sr., and of course, the uncle of Floyd Mayweather Jr. We'll talk with him, the Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, about the Mayweather-Pacquiao situation. And then at 35 minutes past the hour, I'll bring in the fantastic, I mean, classy, the man. I'm so proud to have him on the show. In fact, I'm proud to know Orlando Canizales. That's how nice of a man he is. If there were more people in the world, not the world of boxing, but the world at large, like Orlando Canizales, it would be a better world, no question about that. Lots of comments coming in on ringtalk.com as far as the comment section is concerned regarding Arum. Facebook's got like 35 comments on Arum. A lot of them are unflattering, to say the least. But, you know, the bottom line is, hey, you got to point the finger at him. He is the reason why this fight's not going to happen, because he cannot have control. If he can't have control, if the control freak cannot have control, it ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I mean, when Mayweather grabbed that date on May 5th, Bob Arum would have, listen, he has an office on Howard Hughes Boulevard in Howard Hughes Parkway in Las Vegas, okay? It has no windows. I mean, windows that open. If it had windows that open, when he found out that Mayweather had secured the MGM Grand, the biggest hotel casino venue in Las Vegas, had he realized that, he would have jumped out the window, okay? But the windows don't open. So poor Bob couldn't commit suicide. What can I say? I sued him once, may sue him again, beat him in court. Hey, Bob, you know I'm the only guy walking around the planet that can say you're an admitted felon, not get in trouble for it because you are an admitted felon. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on Twitter right now, Twitter/RingTalk. Our Facebook page is Facebook.com/RingTalk, and the website is RingTalk.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, live worldwide on the Internet, and of course, all our affiliates along the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
The sweet, mellow sounds of Tower of Power. Of course, you can follow my work with the Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. Click onto the message board and you'll see Pedro's section, Pedro's Song of the Month at towerofpower.com. Speaking of a tower of power, we have one in the world of training on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada, folks. We're talking about Jazzy Jeff Mayweather. How are you, Jeff?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, it looks like Bob Arum has finally put the nicks on this Manny Pacquiao-Floyd Mayweather fight for May the 5th, and my impression was he did it because he didn't have any control. And the fact that Floyd had rented out the MGM Grand Arena, the largest casino venue in all of Las Vegas, and he rented this out for the biggest fight day of the year, May the 5th. And, I mean, it would have made perfect sense for these guys to fight. Evidently, Floyd has agreed to a 50-50 split in pay-per-view revenue, et cetera, et cetera. Manny was going to do the drug testing. And now we've got Bob Arum jumping in and saying, the fight's not going to happen. Manny's going to fight in June. Floyd's going to fight in May. Maybe they'll fight in November. Am I right? Is this all about Bob Arum not having control? Is that why he's putting the roadblocks on this?
I mean, that seems to be the case. I mean, because, of course, lately Bob's been doing a lot of in-house boxing, a lot of in-house fighting. You know, his guys fight one another. And, of course, in this case, he wouldn't be in total control of the situation. So that could be it. And maybe he just, you know, maybe he's just harboring, you know, his animosity toward Floyd himself.
Well, of course.
And maybe he just, you know, and that in itself is probably one of the reasons as well.
As much money as there is out there for this fight, I mean, it's an unlimited capital as far as each guy is concerned, as far regarding how much money they'll make. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, if they were to split it 50-50, Floyd Mayweather would still make twice as much money as Manny Pacquiao, because Manny Pacquiao has to give his money to Michael Contz, a percentage to Michael Contz in the Philippines, his Philippine advisor, his promoter from the Philippines. And then, of course, he's got to give Bob Arum a fat chunk as well. And so Manny Pacquiao would probably need to fight two or three times to make the money he would in fighting Floyd Mayweather once. Do you think that's about right?
I'm not 100% sure of that situation, but I know that, you know, Manny does have attachments, you know, I guess still with Golden Boy and with Arum.
I forgot Golden Boy. Golden Boy gets a percentage, too. That's right.
You know, and so, I mean, you know, of course, that does make it a little tougher, you know, when you're splitting the pot with everyone, but... You know, at the same time, I mean, it still will be the biggest pay of his life, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Yeah, but you know, based on his last fight against Juan Manuel Marquez and the prior fight against Shane Mosley, you know, Floyd would lick him like a stamp. And I'm telling everybody listening out there right now, this is really not a contest. This will not be a very good fight. This will be a one-sided fight. This will be Floyd Mayweather doing 36 minutes of dazzling boxing all over Manny Pacquiao's face, unless he stops him. But the bottom line is, in my mind, betting on Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao, and I've told all my friends, it's like stealing money.
Well, I mean, I think now that, you know, after his last two performances, too, is that, I mean, it won't be as it probably once was, and basically it probably would have been even money at the time, you know, when the fight was first supposed to be made.
But 3 years ago.
It won't be that now. You know, of course, I'm sure Floyd would be favored, so, I mean, it's...
Yeah, but you know what? I've got Filipinos lined up around the block. They're willing to bet me even money, so it'd be, like I'm saying, it'd be like stealing money from these folks, because, you know, listen, before Manny Pacquiao, most of the Filipino blogosphere had never heard of boxing before. They knew nothing about boxing, okay? They don't know about Rolando Navarrete. They don't know about Andy Gannigan. They don't know about, you know, they just don't. I mean, their boxing intellect is very limited. They sit in these Manila internet cafes and they punch out insults of myself and Floyd and all kind. I mean, this is back and forth all the time. I mean, me and Floyd are probably the two most hated guys in the Philippines right now. You're laughing, okay? But I could never go over there. My buddy Rob Russin is over in the Philippines right now. He's going to get married. He invited me to come over for his marriage. I said, unless I could get a phony name and come in on a phony passport, I wouldn't do it because I'd never leave the country.
Right.
I mean, these people are absolutely vicious defending their Filipino icon over there. You know, and what's funny is that, you know, since all this talk came up about him using possibly using performance enhancement drugs, steroids, blood doping, EPO, HGH, insulin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of a sudden, his last two fights, Manny Pacquiao's looked a lot more human than he did before. Do you agree?
No, I agree.
And so, what do you attribute that to? Him getting old, or the fact that maybe he was doing something?
I gotta be careful about what I say about that situation. So
yeah, I know. Like, guys, listen. He's if you say something without putting alleged, did I use the word the alleged? Yes, I did use the word. I said people were thinking he was using performance enhancement drugs because they'll try to sue you. They're tried to sue Floyd. I mean, instead of fighting, they want to sue. They want to talk smack. Bob Arum, and I said it a little bit earlier, he's the only man I know that said, quote, yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth. And then in the 1990s, he admitted in a U.S. Department of Justice affidavit, which I have somewhere, that he bribed Bob Lee to the extent of $150,000, that in order to get Axel Schultz rated in the top 10 or the top 12 of the IBF to fight George Foreman, who he ended up beating George Foreman, not getting a decision from the Las Vegas judges. So Bob Arum is not an honorable man. And as he gets older, he just gets meaner and more truculent and more stubborn and more power hungry and more, and he just, and the greed, I mean, the greed is just, it's coming out of his pores, Jeff.
Right.
How does your nephew feel about all this? What's his feelings on this?
I haven't really talked to him lately. He just basically he wants the fight to get done, that's all. And him and Bob have a history in which, is not that good. And that seems to be the Achilles heel to this fight not happening.
We talk with Jeff Mayweather, folks, a former professional fighter. Celestino Caballero did real well over in Japan, huh?
Yeah, we did great.
Okay, so what's next on the agenda for him?
Well, he's hoping to fight for the winner WBC, Yanni Gonzalez. I don't know who he's fighting, but whoever he's fighting, he wants to fight the winner of that fight.
Johnny Gonzalez spells his name J-H-O-N-N-Y. I mean, could his parents not spell or something or what?
Well, it is a funny spelling, but at the same time, I guess it's unique.
Unique? Sounds like somebody messed up on the birth certificate, man. We're sitting in a hospital in Mexico somewhere, or maybe he got born in the bushes, I don't know. But the bottom line is to come up with Johnny, J-H-O-N-N-Y. It's not J-O-H-N-N-Y like it is worldwide. It's J-H-O-N-N-Y. So I don't know. I think his parents had some spelling issues. Maybe it was a little lack of education.
That's possible.
Okay. So what's new in your world? Anything?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I picked up DeAndre Lattimore. Picked mm-hmm. him up, trying to help him to, get his career back on the right track. That's about the latest. I mean, I work with Brian Vera a little bit, possibly adding him to the team as well, but that's not 100%, sure yet. But
will you be watching the UFC tonight on Fox TV when it airs at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time? Are you into the UFC at all?
I mean, I kind of got into it once I was training King Mo. So yeah, mm-hmm. Eventually now I'm kind of watching it now more so than I had before, because before I never watched MMA. Okay. But it's entertaining.
It's entertaining. Not only that, it's on free Fox TV. It's not costing any money. Three good fights tonight. We'll talk about that in hour number two, which is dedicated to MMA. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours every Saturday morning. And our second hour, beginning at noon Pacific time, it'll be all MMA. We'll talk UFC. We'll talk Strikeforce. We'll talk Bellator. We'll talk about Gina Carano's latest movie. Of course, Gina Carano, the star of Haywire. She was on last week's show. And her movie's doing real well in the U.K. Not doing so well in the United States, but it's doing real well in the United Kingdom. Well, my friend Jeff Mayweather, I love you. I wish you much respect, much good luck. Say hello to Celestino Caballero next time you see him, and I wish you the best, my brother. You are, when it comes to trainers, you are like the heavyweight champion of trainers. And what are you weighing these days, about 140?
No, about 165.
Yeah, I know. We all gain a little bit. Jeff, all the best to you.
All right, thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Little surprise, happy birthday coming up, and then we'll be joined by Orlando Canizales, the former world bantamweight champion, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the cable radio network. Of course, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, live worldwide on the internet, and of course, all our Sports Byline affiliates. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums. Wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks. Ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Folks, it is my honor, my privilege to sing happy birthday. Actually, I don't do it anymore. I sung happy birthday to Carmen Basilio, the former world welterweight and middleweight champion, the man that holds a win over Sugar Ray Robinson about 10 or 12 years ago, and he told me I should never sing again in public, so I don't sing anymore. But my current guest here, he celebrated his birthday this weekend, of course, myself, Jack Benny, and Harold Letterman, we're all 39 years old, so Harold, I want to wish you the happiest 39th birthday you ever had.
Thank you, Pedro. I appreciate it. You sing very, very nicely, let me tell you.
Oh, you're one of the classiest guys and the most. You're the best goodwill ambassador the sport has ever had, and I just want to say happy birthday to you. Say hello to Eileen for me and Julie, and give my best to the entire Letterman clan. Harold, yeah. I love you.
Thank you, Pedro. We love you, too. Eileen's sitting right here, and she's thrilled to death to hear her name on the radio, especially on Ring Talk Radio. It's always good to hear from you, Pedro. And once again, I want to thank you for the birthday wishes.
All the best to you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Now we go from New York City to Laredo, Texas, folks, and bring in the man, of course, that is a Hall of Famer. He's in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. He's defended the bantamweight, that's 118-pound division title, the IBF title, the world title, more times than anybody else, and I think it's 17 or 18 times. I'm not sure, of course. He fought from 1984 to 1999, and, of course, he is when won the title with a TKO in 15 rounds over Kelvin Seabrooks back in 1980. I'm talking about, of course, Orlando Canizales. How are you, Mr. Canizales?
Pretty good. Thank you, sir. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
You know, you're just, I like I told you when I a little message to you on the internet, you've been so classy over the years. I mean, never has there been a headline, a derogatory headline, a police blotter, nothing. What are you doing with yourselves these days?
Well, you know, that's the way I was brought up with my parents. Right now, I'm working with kids. I train kids, and I work for the city, and that's what I'm, you know, basically that's what I do. You know, I train and work with kids.
Okay. How many kids you got? What kind of gym are you? You're in Laredo, right?
Right. I'm in Laredo, Texas. Yes, sir.
Okay. So what's the gym like? I mean, you got a nice-sized gym. Is it well-equipped? Are you in the hood? Where you at, per se?
No, it's a you know, state of the art gymnasium. We just opened it like 3 years ago, and like I said, it's a city facility, so the city runs it, and like I said, it's a top state of the art facility.
50-5, one draw, 37 KOs. I said, was it 17 or 18 defenses of the world title? How many?
16.
16. Okay, so I was wrong, but you are a Hall of Fame member, and a member of the Hall of Fame, no question about that. When you hear about these guys fighting, arguing over splitting like $100 million, Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, you sit back. Does it make you sit back and scratch your head, Orlando?
No, just, you know. Well, in a way, I said, wow, that's a lot of money. But, you know, these guys have made it to the top. And, you know, but I'm amazed nowadays at how much money they make.
Okay. When you started out, when you won the title against Kelvin Seabrooks, it was a TKO in 15-round fights. I mean, you fought in 15-round fights. You fought in 12-round fights. Is there a difference? Are 15-round fights, how can I put this?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a difference because, I mean, I've, you know, after 12 rounds, I mean, 12 rounds is pretty exhausting. After 12, it's like, wow. It's even worse. I mean, it gets tiring. So, I mean, it's a big difference. And that's why I guess a lot of people get hurt after 12 rounds.
No, you know, I think that's a fallacy. I really don't think guys get hurt after 12 rounds. I think Dooku Kim got killed after 12 rounds. I think that started a panic, per se. That was back in 1982, I think, with
right.
Boom Boom Mancini. That sort of started a bit of a panic. But in all actuality, I think that if a fighter is not dead at the weight, if he's done it right as far as his training is concerned, he can go 15 rounds. I mean, you went 15, you went 12. Right. What do you think is the real championship level as far as fights?
Real championship level should be 15.
Okay. Because 12 rounds, you know, I've watched guys sprint to 12-round decisions. What I mean by sprint, Orlando, is that they'll win 7 rounds, and then they'll just lay back the next 5 rounds and do nothing, and they know they've won 7 rounds in the bank, so they're going to win the fight. So that's why I'm all for the return of 15-round fights. But, you know, the boxing establishment, of course, I say Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, said he was doing it out of the safety for fighters, but in reality he was doing it in order to fit a one-hour WBC title fight into a one-hour block of television programming. So it was all about TV and money. It really wasn't about fighters' health, I believe, as far as Suleiman's concerned. But when you look at – take that back. Let me switch gears just for a second. When you were inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame, what was that like?
Oh, it was I mean, it was an emotion experience. I mean, it was just something incredible. I mean, when it's, ever since I arrived there, there was just the people from the Boxing Hall of Fame that were just so nice. It was just I just had a great time over there. All the week that it was, the 4 or 5 days that I was there, it was just awesome.
Okay, you had a great manager in Bob Spagnuolo. He really looked out for you. I mean, not too many fighters have that. I mean, a lot of guys get burned. They don't get the money they're supposed to get. They get put in fights where they're unprepared. I mean, all your fights you were prepared for, you were ready for, you got paid. Any props to Mr. Spagnuolo here or what?
No. It just he was a great person, and I admire him. I mean, he was very smart, very articulate. I mean, I just admire him, and you know, I thought he treated me real good, and that's why I stuck with him throughout my boxing career.
Okay. Now, the one I remember, you had a controversial fight with Sergio Reyes, and that was in 1994. And then he came back in 1996 and stopped him in 10 rounds. Was there bad blood there? Is he from Texas, too?
Yeah, he's from Texas. He's from Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, so was there a little bad blood there?
No, there's no bad blood. You know, I mean, I've always, like, respect my opponents. So, there was nothing. There's no blood in there.
Okay. Who do you like if they were to fight, Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao, and why?
I think Floyd Mayweather. Well, you know, he has a better reach. He's pretty smart. He's quick. He has good reflexes. I think Mayweather would win in a decision.
Okay. That being said, is Manny Pacquiao's ability overrated?
Well, the last time I saw him fight, he didn't look that good. So I think he's overrated, though.
Okay, I mean, because I thought he lost to Juan Manuel Marquez. In fact, most of the boxing media thought he lost to Juan Manuel Marquez, and probably we're going to get bombarded here on Twitter and Facebook and all this stuff by the Filipinos. I mean,
I thought he lost it. I thought he lost too. I mean, I thought Juan Marquez, Manny, he looked confused, like he know what to do. So in during the fight, he looked confused, and I think. I think Mayweather would win that fight.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, and, of course, live around the world on the American Forces Network and the Internet. We've got it going on at Twitter right now, ringtalk/Twitter, facebook.com/Twitter, and, of course, the website is ringtalk.com. You still married and stuff, still got the family together?
Yeah, no, I'm not married right now, but I have 3 kids, but I'm not married.
You seeing somebody?
Yeah, no.
I mean, we'll do a little National Enquirer here. Are you seeing somebody or what?
Yes, I have a steady girlfriend, yes.
All right. Are you surprised that the world of MMA and, like, the UFC has sort of put boxing in the back seat as far as popularity is concerned? Is that astonishing to you?
Well, I guess a little. Yes, it is, because a lot of people, I guess, it's a different type of a sport, and you know, there's more action, I guess, to it, and people like, I guess, most people like want to see blood, and basically that's, you know, they get, a lot of people get hurt, and it's just more action, I guess, and that's why it's. But I think boxing, nothing will replace boxing. I mean, boxing it's been there for years, and it will always be there.
Okay. When you fought, did you wear 6 ounce gloves at all?
At first, when I fought like the 15 rounds in a few years, I fought with six ounce gloves. Yes.
Okay. And then you moved up to 8 ounce gloves, and now they've got guys that weigh 105 pounds wearing 8 ounce gloves. What do you think about that, Orlando? A guy 105 pounds wearing an 8 ounce glove.
Well, I mean, it's not much of a difference, it's those regulations, the boxing, whatever, whoever, the commission that they move to 8 ounce gloves. But, you know, I guess it doesn't really make a difference from 6 to 8 ounce gloves.
Okay, so if your fans wanted to reach you, you are on Facebook, correct?
Correct. Yes, I am.
Okay, Orlando Canizales. What can I say, my friend? I've never been more impressed with a boxer than I have been with you. I'm talking about outside the ring. You've just carried yourself in such a manner that I'm proud of you. I know Bob Spagnuolo, I talked to him a couple of days ago, and I told him I was going to try to get you on the show, and he said to me, well, have him call me. Have Orlando call me. I'd love to talk to him. He said he had lunch with your brother, Gabby Canizales, a former champion himself, a couple of weeks ago. What's Gabby doing these days?
Well, he lives in Houston, the Houston area. He's doing all right. He works for the state. He sometimes works for the state commission, boxing commission. So he's doing well. He's doing okay.
Any chance of him taking over the boxing commission? I mean, that's what I heard a couple of years ago, that they were trying to push him up to a position where he would be the executive director or something like that. Is that what he's gunning for?
Well, no, I don't think so. At this point, I don't think so. Like I said, right now he works for the state and for the state boxing commission, but at this time, I'm not sure about that. I don't think he will about that.
Okay. You know, you've kept yourself together, both physically, emotionally, mentally, financially. What are the secrets to that? What's the secrets to your success?
Well, I guess my parents, the way I was brought up, you know, after I retired from boxing, I went back to school and got my bachelor's degree. And it's just, I guess, my background, my how my parents brought me up, and my, it's a family thing, I guess. So.
Well, God bless your parents, man, both of them. And God bless you. And say hello to Gabby for me. I remember one time Gabby got mad at me one time, and Gabby's not the guy you want to have mad at. He looks like the spitting image of Roberto Duran, folks. This is not the guy to irk. And I irked him one time, and I quickly apologized. But the bottom line is the Canizales brothers, very classy, very respectable, a credit to the sport of boxing. Not only to this credit, the sport of boxing, but to the world at large. Orlando, all the best to you. I love you. I'll talk to you real soon, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, and thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
And thank you so much for appearing today.
All right, thank you.
All right, the great Orlando Canizales, folks. 50 wins, 5 losses, 1 draw, 37 KOs, 384 rounds boxed, of course, with a 64% knockout record, man. He's got it going on. As you heard on the phone, he went back to school, got his bachelor's degree, and he's working now training kids in Laredo, Texas. I mean, he's giving it all back. He's just giving it all back. Most boxers take it and run. Not Orlando. He's giving it back. So congratulations to both Orlando and Gabby Canizales. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One segment left of the boxing segment of the show, of course. At noon Pacific time, that's 3 p.m. Eastern time, we go all MMA and talk about the UFC tonight. Of course, on Fox TV, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, live worldwide on the Internet, and, of course, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For 3 decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Sid Vicious, Yid Vicious. Of course, I'm talking about the great Bobby Slayton. Saw him a few weeks ago, both in San Francisco and in San Jose, California. Bobby always puts on a good show, but I got news for you. If you're looking for a PG-rated show, don't go see Bobby Slayton. Next week, I hope to have the Fighter of the Year for the year 2011, Andre Ward, SOG, Son of God. Of course, I hope to have Andre on next week's show. He's just right across the pond from me here in Oakland, California. I'm in San Francisco, California. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In case you're joining us for the very first time today or tonight, we are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Cable Radio Network, of course, and the Internet, live at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's on Saturday mornings, and we go for an hour on boxing. And then we go for an hour from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on MMA. So we cover both boxing and MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you are listening to us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We've been here 27 years now. We are the longest-running fight show in history. We should end up in the Guinness Book of World Records sometimes. Somebody, one of my supporters, get me in the Guinness Book of World Records. Want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy. Want to thank my main man, and he was so good to talk to him, wasn't it? Orlando Canizales. Lots of class, folks. Happy birthday to Harold Letterman, of course. Jazzy Jeff Mayweather continues success as one of the best trainers in the world of boxing, folks. Before I let you go, I want you to know each and every week, I have a great time spending some time with you. Don't forget hour number two still coming up here, and that'll be all about MMA. But as Lenny Williams says, and he'll tell you in this song, it is so very hard to go. Each week it is. But don't forget, we've got a second hour coming up here right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Cable Radio Network. Until next week, if you're tuning out now, much peace, much love. If not, I'll see you in hour number two.